Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming up next segment, I'm going right to your phone calls. What does Trump do? The Democrats announce a plan for secession.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That's right, and we are live, raw, and uncensored. The full Tucker Carlson 10.5-minute analysis is excellent. It's on Infowars.com, but here's just some of it, then we're going to go to break and come back with your calls.
Single most transactional human being in America. There are timeshare salesmen you would trust more than Kamala Harris. You could find payday lenders who are more sincere. So it seemed inconceivable that given his current state, Joe Biden would choose someone so transparently one-dimensional as Kamala Harris, someone as empty as he is. It would be the first entirely hollow presidential ticket in American history, and we thought it could never happen. But it is. They're doing it anyway. Biden-Harris, that's what they're going with. And the choice tells you a lot about the current state of the Democratic Party. America is still technically a democracy, yet neither Biden nor Harris has ever been popular with actual voters. This is Joe Biden's third run for president. The first two attempts ended in embarrassing disasters. The third was headed at high speed in that direction. And then a series of unforeseen flukes in a highly crowded primary field left Biden the last man in the race. He was clearly shocked by his own victory. On election night, the night he clinched the nomination in March, Biden was so rattled he mistook his sister for his wife during the acceptance speech. At the time, Joe Biden's relative unpopularity seemed like a major problem for Democrats. This is politics, after all. The people who tend to have the most support tend to win. So if you're choosing a presidential nominee, you'd think you'd want someone with a built-in constituency, a base of passionate voters you could count on election day. But as it turns out, that is the last thing the leaders of the modern Democratic Party wanted. They already had a candidate like that, in fact. His name was Bernie Sanders. And they did everything they could to stop him. No. What they wanted instead was someone they could control. And Joe Biden fit that description perfectly. Biden was eager, malleable, and totally blank. He was willing to be whatever his handlers wanted him to be. Kamala Harris will be every bit as eager, and that's the point. If Biden-Harris still doesn't make sense to you as a ticket, it's only because you're not cynical enough. Harris clearly wasn't picked for her personal charm. More than 30 years ago, she dated a man called Willie Brown. He was later the mayor of San Francisco. She was 29 years old at the time. Brown was 60 and still married. Brown launched Harris's political career. He knows her very well. Last week, Brown publicly urged Joe Biden not to pick Kamala Harris as his running mate. But it turns out Willie Brown's opinion no longer matters in the Democratic Party. Jeff Bezos's opinion matters. So do the opinions of his fellow Bay Area tech titans and the finance moguls in New York. These are the people who bankroll the Democratic Party. They are the economic engine of the left. And they love Kamala Harris. Not personally. It's business. Their main interest is in keeping the government carve-outs that have made them rich. They know the last thing Kamala Harris will do is threaten any of those. Never. Under any circumstances. One thing you can be certain of, in a Biden-Harris administration, private equity barons will still pay half the tax rate you pay. And that's the real point. Voters may not like Kamala Harris, but Wall Street does, just in case you're wondering who is actually in charge. And yet still, even politicians have souls, technically anyway. So how could Joe Biden pick a running mate who once publicly denounced him as a racist? You remember the moment. It was at a debate last summer.
I'm going to now direct this at Vice President Biden. I do not believe you are a racist, but you also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
I do not believe you are a racist. I do not believe you beat your wife. Right. Kamala Harris, civil rights icon. Actually, Harris grew up mostly in Canada. And in any case, forced busing was a disaster from the beginning to the end. Nobody liked it, including black families. Joe Biden may be a bigot, but it's not because he opposed forced busing. But apparently, he's forgiven Harris for that slur. Maybe he doesn't even remember it. But even a dimming 77-year-old must have some memory of what Harris once said about his purported sex crimes.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
Several women came forward to say Joe Biden had touched them.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach, so it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. Listening to the Alex Jones Show. We're into the second hour of the transmission. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for spreading the word. That's how we're going to win this war. That's why big tech's trying to censor not just us, but you and the president, everybody else that wants to be free. That a group of out-of-control tyrants who never are held responsible for anything they get caught doing, not the attempted coup against the president, not the attempted coup against the election and the American people, not all the coups they run around the world. They believe they are invincible because they control the corporate media and the central banks. But despite all their fraud, all the different top analysts are projecting that Trump is going to win in a landslide. And so the Democrats began preparing the ground the last few months, saying, if he contests it, we're going to have the military overthrowing. And now they've been very, very specific with all of us. They've been extremely specific. And they've told us exactly what they're going to do. And I think that's a pretty big deal, don't you? You know, the president says Kamala Harris is who he would have picked because she is so weak. But see, that's if you're trying to win the election, not if you're trying to contest it and tear the country apart. So here is the president saying that he likes Harris and that Harris would have been his choice.
Thank you, President Trump. If I could have two questions, I'd like to ask you one about Senator Harris's record and then a different one about FISA abuse.
Sure.
So regarding Senator Harris's record, you had a pretty quick response to that. You had an ad out that said that she was a phony, and I wanted to drill down.
She was a what?
A phony. And I wanted to ask about a specific example that a lot of people thought was a phony moment. As San Francisco DA, she oversaw, according to the Mercury News, 1,900 marijuana convictions. But she was asked in an interview last year if she had smoked marijuana, and she appeared to joke and, according to some people, lie and say that she was listening to Snoop Dogg and Tupac while their music hadn't come out at the time, while she said she was smoking pot listening to it. Why would she lie about that? Do you see that as more evidence that is surpassed
on
marijuana liability?
Well, she lied. I mean, she said things that were untrue. She is a person that's told many, many stories that weren't true. She's very big into raising taxes. She wants to slash funds for our military at a level that nobody can even believe. She is against fracking. She's against petroleum products. I mean, how do you do that and go into Pennsylvania or Ohio or Oklahoma or the great state of Texas? She's against fracking. Fracking's a big deal. She's in favor of socialized medicine, where you're going to lose your doctors, you're going to lose your plans. She wants to take your health care plans away from 180 million Americans. 180 million Americans that are very happy with their health insurance, and she wants to take that away. So she was my number one pick. I mean, she was, as they would say, because hopefully you'll start college football, she was my number one draft pick. And
all right, so yes, she would be the number one weakest person, polled at 1% throughout the entire primary process, even though the establishment was behind her. She went over like a lead balloon. People asked me back at the time, who do I think will win the nomination? I thought Kamala Harris, because that's who they wanted. And Joe Biden was faltering so bad. They just said, oh, we'll use Joe as a placeholder. She's getting too much heat. She's too unpopular. We'll hold her back and then insert her. They were thinking about Hillary, but Hillary and Bill are running the UN, the contact tracing, all this globalist stuff. They're sitting back now as the puppet masters, still in control with Obama. And so they're just putting these two weak individuals in there, they believe, for control. But if they'd asked me the question, when does she flip-flop? When does she tell different stories? She said she believes the accusers of Biden, that he sexually assaulted them, and that Biden needed to step down, that he shouldn't run. But now she loves Biden and doesn't believe them. I mean, boom, boom, boom. That's the big one. Let's play a clip of her saying it. Here it is.
I believe them, and I respect them being able to tell their story and having the courage to do it.
Do you believe that the vice president should enter this race?
He's going to have to make that decision for himself. I wouldn't tell him what to do.
Okay, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I want to start going to your calls right now. If you look at this as her as a challenger to Trump, you think she's weak. Think again, she's part black, so they can then say, when she contests the election, if you contest that, you're being mean to a black woman. She's above reproach. The media is already saying you can't criticize her or you're a racist. Most people will bow down and roll over on their backs and show their yellow bellies. And that's just how this works. And then when they contest, they can trigger the riots nationwide. And then they have their placeholder if Trump is removed. And the Democrats say, we intend to put the country into such a crisis that the military and the establishment will act to remove Trump to save themselves. So we have this criminal group of crazy people on the Chi-Com payroll making a run at all of us. Tyson, Robert, Dylan, Jacob, Tom, Matthew, Trey, Chris, Snaps, Robert, we're going to all of you. Trey from Georgia. Trey, you're up first. Thank you.
Alex, how you doing? I love your show.
Well, I love you too, brother. I mean, I'm all right. I mean, how are you doing? I mean, I'm sitting here wondering, what do we do? How do we respond? What does Trump do?
I'll tell you what, I'm fired up. I just got to tell you, I've warned family, friends, everyone. I almost prophesize every day almost that we've got to get prepared. I don't want people to forget how she treated Kavanaugh. I think she was an obvious choice for her connections and how embedded she is, but also she wasn't such an open Marxist like some of the others, so he couldn't choose them. And also, she's from San Francisco area, correct?
Yes.
DA? Or,
yes.
Look who's the DA now in San Francisco.
He's the son of the top weatherman bombers.
That's right. Bill Ayers and Bernadette Dorn. I mean, this goes deep. People need to wake up.
All these people are weathermen alumni or their children.
Absolutely. And if people do not wake up to this, this is, then you know what? Keep their heads in the sand. I've got a bug out plan, family, friends. We are ready. And I pray every day. I have two young daughters, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let something take their nation down. It's over my dead body. But I do want to plug, Alex, I've got 6 months of the Patriot Supply. I take your supplements every day, the red pill, a red pill plus. I take the X2, and I just appreciate everything you do.
Well, brother, I really appreciate you, and I'm here to tell you, you keep us on air under incredible withering attacks, but we're stronger for it. So just your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support when you also get great products at the same time is a 360 win. So thank you so much, sir. All right, let's jam in one more before we go to break here. Let's go to Robert in California. Robert, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Can you hear me okay?
I can, yes.
Alex, you asked a question about what Trump should do about secession. Well, I asked you, what should you do about everything that's going on? And he's limited there in the swamp, actually. And obviously they're censoring him in all media that he can. I think, again, that he should go on television and do a fireside chat and address the nation like the old days. And that way you communicate directly to the people that way.
Yeah, they don't want a press conference. They want him directly talking to us, I think, every night in the next 80 days, because they shut down the rallies through all the fear. Oh, he can't have a rally, but the communists can. And so he's got to go on the warpath. He's got to expose. He's got to start talking about their plan to have states secede and have that repudiated ahead of them announcing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think he's going, that's the only way I think he can reach the people directly is by back on television. Even after he's elected again, he should go and continue doing that. And also, I want to say something else, Alex, that you talk about a lot about praying and everyone should be praying. I want to let
Robert, I don't want to cut you short. I'm going to put you on hold. I'll come right back to Robert after the break, and then every other caller we're getting to all of you. And I'm going to give you my views on what the president needs to do, but it's very similar to what Robert was just saying. And believe me, the president ends up getting this information. We need the rest of talk radio to get this. This is the main talking point, not making fun of Kamala Harris. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switch to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Such incredibly historic times that I just feel horribly guilty that when I'm not doing enough, I lay in bed at night for hours. I normally go to sleep so easy just trying to think about what can I do? What can I say? What should we say to the president? What can he do? And God just literally touches my heart and says, you need to pray more for people to awaken. You need to pray more for providence. You need to pray that the enemy's plans be frustrated. I mean, if you read what our ancestors did when they would win battles and wars, they would pray for days before those battles and seriously ask for God's guidance and ask for God's intervention. And providence is real. George Washington was obsessed with it, and it was 100% real. You have to get God involved in everything, and you have to promise God that you're going to take action. So I think the biggest solution here is what I'm guessing Robert's about to go to, is humble ourselves and really not be arrogant and prideful people and really think about the bad things we've done individually and really commit to God that we're going to stand up against evil and we're going to speak out against it and we're going to take action and then do it. Because if God sees us take action, then God will get behind us like wind in the sails. But if we just sit there and do nothing, God will not be with us, ladies and gentlemen. And we are facing true evil. And I know it makes you sick. It makes me sick to see people going against their own common sense and against their own interests and just throwing everything away, and to see the evil boiling out of all their rat holes, pointing guns at innocent people at Antifa checkpoints and burning down courthouses and screaming, we love Satan, and just all of it. But that's what we've allowed to breed. That's what we've allowed to grow. So that's what we've become, at least in many areas. And there's just a spirit of decadence. There's a spirit of anger. There's a spirit of not being thankful. And one thing my dad taught me that's always been important is being thankful for everything you get, for every breath you take, for every person you love, for every chance you've had, for all the beauty you've seen in the world. Thanking God for that every minute is what's going to lift us up. The average leftist has money, power, you name it, and they are not happy. The average leftist minion doesn't have it, but the controllers do. And they're the most unhappy, empty people in the world. I've been to globalist events and Democrat events, and you get around them and they're all empty and they're all walking over to each other trying to say things and look genuine, and it's totally fake. That's why the Hollywood and globalist money never was enticing. I mean, if it had smelled good and looked good and felt good to my soul, I might have got into it. But it was not hard to say no. It's creepy. It stinks. It's cold. It's creepy, crawly. And everything that God and Jesus gives me is just warm and powerful and strong and focused and true, but humbling. And I look at the eyes of Hollywood people in these Hollywood magazines and publications, and they just look demonically possessed. They could be black. They could be white. And I watch LeBron James when he's talking about himself and everything, and it's just delusion. They're just running a program in their head that they're God, and you're not God. And so I really think it's we need to repent. And other than that, I'll talk after we take more calls what I think Trump should do. But we're taking your calls about what Trump should do right now. Robert, sorry I'm ranting from California. Go ahead.
No, Alex, I agree with you. We have talked about pray for intervention, and that's true. Let me also let you know, and the listeners know that there will be a worldwide National Day of Repentance and Prayer rally at the Washington, D.C. Mall on September 26th. That's Worldwide National Day of Prayer. I want to tell you that you go to the returnwebsite.org. That's the returnwebsite.org to get more information. But that will be a national and worldwide day of prayer, all denominations. Just go there and get the information, and God help us all. And thank you, Alex. I love you so much. I listen to your show
every day. Brother. Please just spread the word. We've just got to get the word out. We've got to be the Paul Revere's. I know I keep saying that, but now I wish I was wrong about all this. Every day people say on the street, man, you're vindicated. I bet you're feeling good. I'm like, no, I ain't feeling good. I'm not feeling good about this. I know you're not either. This is bad, folks. This is bad. But I don't say that to scare you. I say that to get everybody moving. All right, who's been holding the longest here? Is it Robert or is it Jacob? Is it Tom? Tom in Delaware, then Tyson and others. Go ahead, Tom. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm calling with a action alert for patriots in the Delaware Valley. Anybody within a 50-mile radius of Wilmington, Delaware, needs to show up at AI DuPont High School in Wilmington, Delaware. I have the address if you have your pen and paper. It's 50 Hillside Road, Wilmington, Delaware, 19807. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be appearing at my alma mater in the state that he and the globalists like to use as their launch pad for their corporate agenda. And I think if Trump needs to do something, so do we. And we can all do something by showing up. Woody Allen said 50% of life is showing up. So anybody within the sound of my voice that can get there, it's less than an hour from Philadelphia, 50 Hillside Road, Wilmington, Delaware, 19807. Type it into your Waze. Let's show up and tell Biden what we think.
Well, I agree. You know, we've got videos of Biden being confronted in San Antonio about the pedophilia and all the rest of it. We should get those back out and start running those. But, the fact that Kamala Harris is... family, not a long time ago, but in the last century, had slaves in Jamaica and people that were basically sharecroppers, still blacks living on their plantation. I mean, it's just, you can't. And then Hillary's caught smuggling kidnapped kids out of Haiti. It's just like, it is the craziest thing. And now their whole DNC event's going to be the Clintons and Obama again. I mean, this is unbelievable.
They think that Delaware is a sleepy backwater that they can use to set up these events away from, you know, national press coverage. And to your point with the pedophilia, Joe Biden's son, Bo Biden, who is revered as a sort of saint because he died of brain cancer, a former attorney general of Delaware, gave a plea deal to Rob Richards IV, who is a DuPont heir, son of the partner in one of the largest corporate law firms in Wilmington, molested his own children, 3 and 5 years old.
Now, listen, I know somebody that grew up with the DuPonts, and he said it's devil worship, pedophilia, and a bunch of the kids are trans, and because they're just rejecting their identity, and it's the money's destroyed them. They're completely mentally ill, and that's one of the most powerful families in this country. And that's where all this sickness comes from, is these sick families that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars or more, leveraging trillions. They have an agenda to ruin your life because you're happy, you're successful, you got red blood. You may be an old black truck driver or a young white mechanic or an Asian school teacher or whatever you are. If you love God and justice and are thankful and appreciate life, they hate your guts because they've turned their back on life. Tom, tell me where this event is one more time, because yes, everywhere they go, people need to RSVP, need to try to get in. Most of these events will be staged. Go out and bullhorn them outside, stream it to the world. Go ahead.
So the address is 50 Hillside Road, Wilmington, Delaware, 19807. There's no security. You can go in. There's a giant ring road around the entire school. We need to fill that road up with patriots screaming at Joe Biden because he thinks he's going to have a nice quiet rally. The AP article said there will be no adoring throngs due to coronavirus restrictions. Well, we need to prove how true that is.
That's right. Corona is the smokescreen that they have no support. Corona is the lockdown smokescreen. It's all a giant hoax. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead. America and the world should have never been closed. It was all based on WHO, Bill and Melinda Gates, Fauci, NIH lies. But now here we are already into August, and they're trying to keep our stores, our factories, our schools, our parks closed. It is outrageous. Well, we have launched a new big sale titled Reopen America Back to School Special. 50 to 60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact that our Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies is selling out, we still have it at 50% off, but for a limited time. Living Defense, which is Beyond Probiotics, 50% off. Vaso Beets, amazing concentrated beet extract with all of its benefits, selling out, so 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let's try to go to a bunch of your calls now. Segment. I am Alex Jones, your host, and if you just joined us, I have dozens of incredible reports, all these amazing articles, huge astronomical discoveries, science discoveries, human-animal cloning news, George Soros trying to crash the U.S. dollar, and that's part of this overthrow, but the Democrats hatched up the Russiagate thing, and we told you that, and then it was a two-and-a-half-year fiasco. And now they're hatching up that they're not going to concede and that they're going to just say Biden's the president because he wins the popular vote in certain blue states, and that they are forming a new America with a new inauguration. She said it's not about geography. He'll have his inauguration. We'll have ours. That's how globalists operate. They want to end convention to bring in their control. Remember Leo Zagami? 7 years before the new Jesuit Pope came in, he said it will be this Jesuit Pope. The other Pope will stand down. You'll have two Popes at once. And then they're going to get rid of a Pope and have a council so that it's totally controlled by them because they don't even want one person in power. That's why they don't want Biden that strong. They don't want Harris that strong. They don't even trust minions because sometimes they'll get uppity. They want people totally compromised. And that's what this is. And they're making the move. Donald Trump is their worst nightmare. Pig-headed, smart, pro-America, common sense, pragmatic, not scared of them. He's godsend. It's how the universe works. But do we respond and support that? A lot of people get mad at Trump because he can't get everything done we want. Folks, I got over 100 crew members total with our operations, the things we do. And if they weren't behind me all the way, we couldn't get any of it done. You imagine Trump with all the traitors and backstabbers and double talkers and triple dealers. I mean, I don't even like telling my crew what to do because I don't like boss people around. They're great. And I want to quit sometimes because I don't like being in charge. You imagine what it's like for Trump with backstabbers all around him. At 46 years old, I couldn't do it. He's 74 years old. Now, he does yell and scream at people and does throw fits. But, I mean, who wouldn't? Because he's got to be on all the rest of the time. Believe me. But it's just incredible. And we should be praying for President Trump. But I will tell you this. I'm going to go to your calls. I'll tell you next segment what I think the president should do. We're taking your calls on what you think he should do right now. Tyson in Mississippi, you're on the air. Welcome, Tyson.
What's going on, Alex? How you doing today?
Man, I just think every minute counts right now. I've never had it on my heart so strong that it's do or die, and the stakes have never been higher. What do you think?
Yes, sir. I agree with you. Absolutely. And I believe this whole Corona deal has expanded the internet, societal internet integration. And through that, it's making us go rely on Apple and these big tech industries because it's forcing society to use their products because everything from all corporations now have their apps.
It's part of the AI takeover, and then when more deadly viruses come out, robots and driverless cars will have to take care of us. We're being domesticated right now.
That's exactly right. And I also know why we sit back and we just allow these things to happen. And because it's that people don't know about it, and when people find out about it, they just don't care to even change anything about it.
Well, that's because they've all been taught to be responders in the spectator sense, not actors, not people that are actually involved and engaged. So everyone's thinking one-dimensional. They don't respect themselves, and they don't think they're going to get ahead by caring that they're being screwed over. And so really they've been given over to grand delusion.
Indeed. And also, with this whole internet integration, it's also normalizing the mail-in ballots. Because, you know, I need to get my groceries delivered to my house now. Well, I can't go out in public. I'll get Corona. So now I need to mail-in my ballot.
And they don't even understand that's breaking down the roads, the civilization, the infrastructure that's built around us traveling and moving and being involved. They're destroying the human infrastructure that no military or war could do. Kill people, break things. Well, this is killing industry, killing savings, killing infrastructure, killing the production capacity in a trade war with China. But it's a bigger picture about the AI takeover. And they admit now it's about the AI takeover. You're absolutely right. What does President Trump need to do?
Trump needs to, well, first of all, the question is, would you get a Neuralink brain chip? That's not the question. The question is, should we allow people to have internet-integrated AI neural implants? Because once we allow people to have AI implants, then that completely will change society as we know it. Not just for the people who do have them, but it will completely change for the people who don't have them.
And Facebook, Twitter, Google, Apple, they're all racing Elon Musk with their brain chip neural uplinks as the new future.
And it is so obvious, and no one in the mainstream media will say anything against it, nor comprehend it at all.
That's right. We were total kooks to warn this was all coming decades ago. Now it's here. It's all positive reporting on it. And if you don't like it, you're bad. Thank you, sir. Great points. No, it's revelation. It's all happening. And the globalists admit it's about a post-human world to make humans obsolete. And then those that choose to, quote, live will voluntarily give up their bodies and be uploaded. No, you're going to be dying. But see, to criticize someone becoming trans, it's not about chopping your balls off, folks. That's just phase one. Not just about becoming a cyborg. You have to give the body up to be carbon neutral and save the earth. And then you can't say that someone in a computer that copies their voice, their personality, that even has a machine avatar or even a flesh avatar, you can't ever say that's not real. That would be the ultimate thought crime. Because they need everyone to voluntarily kill themselves believing they're uploading. Believe me, years from now, if you can even find this information, you'll be watching this going, how did he know this? The enemy is public about it. Jamming another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Florida. Robert, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, sir. How are you doing? It's an honor to speak with you, Alex Jones. My name is Robert Christensen. I'm over here in Spring Hill, Florida, and I was the spark to something that is taking off like a wildfire in this area.
Bravo.
Called Operation Flag Drop.
Tell us about it.
All right, and pretty much it's every Friday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., okay? Every Friday, you get people together, you get to a main intersection, and you do your love for Trump. Get out, get people active, get people on the ground in these everywhere, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. to show the polls are lying. Also, expose the scamdemic for what it is. And, you know, bring people together in the community because, you know, promote your small businesses that are coming out to those flag drops. Promote your local candidates that are running for election in those areas. See who stands with Trump.
Sir, this is pure genius. And if Trump won't have the rallies because these people are too cowardly, we all have to start having these rallies for Trump and America everywhere. We have to hit the streets in a peaceful way. You're an absolute genius. Is there a website, or do people just papers get together and say, we're going to be at the corner of this with flags, and just it'll be one of you at first, and then you drive by, you honk, pull over, and join them? Tell us how this started and what's coming next.
That's exactly how this started, because there was Joe Biden people rallying over here. I just wanted my Taco Bell, but then he said that American flag's a symbol of oppression and that Donald Trump supporters are too cowardly to face them. I went and stood out there by myself with a homemade Trump sign. Next thing I know, there's 10 people standing with me, and we said, let's keep this going. Now we have over 550 active members in our area, and then nationally we got over 12,000 people participating last Friday.
Join the National Flag Drop Movement to Save America. We'll put an article and a video out on this, brother. I know Facebook will probably ban a page if you have it, but where can people find photos or information about this?
Hill Operation Flag Drop Trump 2020 on Facebook. We also do a coffee with conservatives. It's a little talk show. You inspired me to do it.
Very exciting. Say that again. How do people find you?
Right on Facebook. It's Coffee with Conservatives or Spring Hill Operation Flag Drop Trump 2020.
I want Operation Flag Drop nationwide. That is a huge solution. I'm going to do it myself this Friday. You've got my commitment. Operation Flag Drop goes live worldwide.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This nation is under siege. They've created a normalcy bias where we just think things are okay and that we're still in a free country and the social contract hasn't been broken. It's been broken by the deep state, by the globalists, by the Democrats, by all the slobs that have not been working for decades and expect us to take care of them that want to hold us hostage. And now the Democrats are holding the country hostage, saying they're going to contest the election. They know there's going to be a landslide. And so they're going to have states secede, and they're going to trigger race war on the back of George Floyd. Whereas I could show you four videos that came out just since last night of white people being executed just because they're white. And white people being beaten. But you know what? I can't even bring myself to do it. But I will, because we have to. Wrong narrative. U.S. mainstream media. Mom on murder of five-year-old white boy shot in the back of the head in his own front yard by the black neighbor because he rode his bike to the edge of his yard. Killed him execution style in front of his two 7 and 8-year-old sisters. The father, looking out the window, thought it was a joke. Thought it must have been a cap gun, but it wasn't. Zero coverage in the mainstream media. This happened 4 or 5 days ago, only hit the real media yesterday. And Twitter and Facebook are blocking posts about it. Dehumanizing. Now, I don't want race riots. I don't want to randomly go target black people because a crazy black person looks like he's out of his mind, killed him. I want to see the guy get the death penalty. but not because he's black. I mean, if a white guy ran up and shot some little black kid randomly, you'd have this country burning down right now because the media would say, it's not a crazy white guy, it's every white person's fault. So this poor little white boy, no one will ever care about his name. He's got a GoFundMe that our camera guy actually gave some money to. Pitiful. Almost no money's been given to him. If he was black, it'd be a $50 million right now. But it'd all be directed to Kamala Harris, who likes to lock black folks up, and to Joe Biden, like the Black Lives Matter money. It gets all of it directed to them. Short of a five-year-old North Carolina boy who reportedly was killed when a man ran up to him and shot him in the head for no reason, apparently, was not compelling enough to merit U.S. mainstream media coverage. The boy, Cannon Hennett, was riding his bike in front of his house Sunday in North Carolina. The 25-year-old suspect was a neighbor. He reportedly walked up in front of all these witnesses and shot the boy multiple times in the back of the head in front of his 7 and 8-year-old sister. The hair-raising details have never hit mainstream news. Oh, boy. 5-year-old executed while playing in the street. Police arrest 25-year-old neighbor, Darius Sesoms. You know, I don't care if the person's black or white, but when they got eyes that look like that, you need to move. I live next door to that guy. I'd go live in a ditch before I live next to that guy. That guy looks like a serial killer. And there's something in these demons that hates children. The left wants to kill babies. They don't care what color they are. They want to kill them in the womb, out of the womb. They want them dead. And you look at that look. That's not a person driving that soul. See that dead look? The person has been pushed back. The soul's been pushed back or out. There's something else looking right through that face. You look at Joe Biden's eyes. You look at Kamala Harris's eyes. It's the same thing. They're called shark eyes. Somebody's got shark eyes, like Tim Cook, you know they're bad. Wow. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. They can't even hide what they are. Demons. We got a demon problem, folks, not a racial problem. But some groups do seem to be more susceptible to the infestation. It's a very sad thing. Very, very sad. Now, who's been holding longest? That'd be Dylan in Colorado. Dylan, thanks for holding. Go ahead, Dylan.
Mr. Jones, can you hear me loud and clear?
Loud and clear, brother. Thanks for calling.
Oh, good. Because, man, I don't mean to be the Dylan downer of the broadcast, but over the past few weeks, you've asked what we can do, and you've had at least one person every single broadcast say that if we just, you know, pray to God and submit to Jesus, that we'll have this hedge of protection lifted above us. And I can't disagree with that more. Like, we may have had a hedge of protection at one point, but it is gone. It is gone at this point. We've killed millions.
I think you're misunderstanding. People want the hedge of protection back. I think everybody agrees it's being lifted right now.
But the only thing we can do to get that back is to fight this. I think what is coming, and I don't think we can stop that.
No, I agree that it's just going to get worse from here on out. Trump was just a warning light on the engine, and all of our complacency will bring down destruction, where God will force us to not be complacent anymore, and God will force us to choose a side. And so part of me is glad this is all happening, because all these lazy-ass people want to keep complying, want to keep bowing, want to go with the system. We'll see how that goes for them.
Exactly. But, I don't think God wants monks right now. He wants warriors. And I think the only way to do that is to actually get involved. You know, I'm 29 years old. I've been listening to you since 2010, probably. And I've enlisted in the military. I think we need to do exactly what I don't even want to call them Democrats, but what these these libtards have done and embed ourselves.
I agree. They want to take over our institutions and ruin them and make all the good men and women get out. No, the answer is join all the institutions and let God's spirit guide you, but don't be like the left. Don't lie about what you stand for. Do your job, but if God tells you to keep your mouth shut, keep your mouth shut. God tells you don't, talk. But get in, go up through the organizations like the communists have done, so that at key points, we can then destroy them. We need to go back into the institutions and take them back. Corporate institutions, educational institutions, governmental institutions, and just being on the street and in our own families, we have to start working hard and standing up for our families. That means spending time with our children. And it means getting out and demonstrating, and it means suing people, and it means if somebody walks up as a leftist and attacks you, it means defending yourself, and it means becoming men again.
Exactly. Pray to God, but row the damn boat to shore.
Hunter S. Thompson, God bless you, which is a ripoff of a Bedouin saying, trust in God and tie up your camel. It's like, hey, God's there for you, but tie your camel up or it's going to run off. Let's do another caller here. Let's go to Ivan and then Chris. Ivan in Oklahoma. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I'm calling from Oklahoma. How are you, sir?
Man, I tell you, I'm certainly not bored. I'm pretty excited. These are crazy times, brother.
It's first time caller. Kind of nervous. You could hear my
Don't
voice.
Be nervous, Ivan. Tell us what's on your mind.
I was trying to call yesterday, and well, they told me to talk about today's topic, but I wanted to talk about, you know, how we've seen the protests in different cities. Why haven't we seen them go all over? You know, here where I live, you barely see people on the street, on the sidewalks, where they just write, you know, BLM and this and that.
That's because the BLM Antifa is synthetic and is only done in blue cities where they're with the police chiefs in crime.
Okay. And, you know, I was just, you know, kind of wondering, you know, we see this in big cities, but not in, you know, all across, you know, and it just keeps me on my feet. You know, I kind of look here and there, just kind of keeping an open eye. Anyway, I just want to say, sir, I've been praying for you. I've been praying for the whole InfoWars staff every day when I go to bed and when I wake up. And I have always praying for the president and the administration. I'm always praying for you guys, and thank you for the job that you do, sir. I try and listen to your broadcast even after it airs. Keeps me on what's going on, because for me, primarily, I don't listen to the mainstream media anymore. I stopped a long time ago.
Well, they're there to distort things, and what you're doing is awesome, Ivan. And every person you tell about NewsWars.com or Band.Video or go, hey, you've heard of InfoWars, it's demonized. You can go there and actually see what they don't want you to see, all the banned doctors, all the truth about COVID, and people are really receptive right now, sir. God bless you, Ivan. All right, we're going to start the next hour. I got a guest popping in, but we're going to continue with calls. The guest is on for a couple segments, but we're going to go to everybody. We're going to get to Isaiah, Flo, Jacob, Howard, Matthew, Tim, Chris, Kathy, and others. In fact, go to Kathy first, then we'll go to Chris. We'll get to everybody here because, I mean, they're telling you they're going to contest the election to create the breakdown of society. That's what the Chi-Coms, the globalists, wants, the breakup of the country. You're like, the Democrats will probably lose that. They don't care. They're like a bomb. They're meant to tear it apart. We'll be right back.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.